The 21st of December. Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. The Lord is at hand, come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord is at hand. Come, let us adore him. O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the moon till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day, grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. Their own arm did not bring them victory, this was won by your right hand, and the light of your face. Psalm 43. We heard with our own ears, O God, our fathers have told us the story of the things you did in their days, you yourself in days long ago. To plant them you uprooted the nations, to let them spread you laid peoples low. No sword of their own won the land, no arm of their own brought them victory. It was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your face, for you loved them. It is you, my King, my God, who granted victories to Jacob. Through you we beat down our foes, in your name we trampled our aggressors. For it was not in my bow that I trusted, nor yet was I saved by my sword. It was you who saved us from our foes, it was you who set our foes to shame. All day long our boast was in God, and we praised your name without ceasing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Their own arm did not bring them victory. This was won by your right hand, and the light of your face. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Psalm 43, continued. Yet now you have rejected us, disgraced us. You no longer go forth with our armies. You make us retreat from the foe, and our enemies plunder us at will. You make us like sheep for the slaughter, and scatter us among the nations. You sell your own people for nothing, and make no profit by the sale. You make us the taunt of our neighbours, the laughing stock of all who are near. Among the nations you make us a byword, among the peoples a thing of derision. All day long my disgrace is before me, my face is covered with shame, at the voice of the taunter, the scoffer, at the sight of the foe and the avenger. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you return to the Lord, then he will not hide his face from you. Arise, Lord, do not reject us for ever. Psalm 43 concluded. This befell us, though we had not forgotten you, though we had not been false to your covenant, though we had not withdrawn our hearts, though our feet had not strayed from your path, yet you have crushed us in a place of sorrows and covered us with the shadow of death. Had we forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to another God, would not God have found this out, he who knows the secrets of the heart? It is for you we face death all day long and are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake, O Lord, why do you sleep? Arise, do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face from us and forget our oppression and misery? For we are brought down low to the dust. Our body lies prostrate on the earth. Stand up and come to our help. Redeem us because of your love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Arise, Lord, do not reject us forever. Lord our God, turn our hearts back to you. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 48. Thus says the Lord, listen to me, Jacob, Israel, whom I have called. I am the first, I am also the last. My hand laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand spread out the heavens. I summon them, and they all come forward together. Assemble all of you and listen. Which of them has foretold this? My beloved will perform my pleasure with Babylon and the offspring of the Chaldeans. I myself have spoken and summoned him, brought him and prospered his plans. Come near and listen to this. From the beginning I have never spoken to you obscurely, and all the time these things have been happening, I have been present. And now the Lord, with his Spirit, sends me. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I, the Lord, your God, teach you what is good for you. I lead you in the way that you must go. If only you had been alert to my commandments, your happiness would have been like a river, your integrity like the waves of the sea. Your children would have been numbered like the sand, your descendants as many as its grains. Never would your name have been cut off or blotted out before me. Go away from Babylon, free from the Chaldeans. Declare this with cries of joy and proclaim it. Send it out to the ends of the earth. Say, the Lord has redeemed his servant Jacob. Those who he led through the desert never went thirsty. He made water spring for them from the rock. He split the rock and water flowed. On every roadway they will graze, and each bare height shall be their pasture. They will never hunger or thirst. Scorching wind and sun shall never plague them, for he who pities them will lead them and guide them to springs of water. I will make a highway of all the mountains, and the high roads shall be banked up. Some are on their way from afar, others from north and west, others from the land of Sinim. Shout for joy, you heavens, exult, you earth. You mountains, break into happy cries, for our Lord is coming, and he will take pity on those who are afflicted. In his days justice shall flourish, and peace till the moon fails. And he will take pity on those who are afflicted. A reading from the commentary of St. Ambrose on St. Luke's Gospel, the Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. When the angel was announcing the mysteries to the Virgin Mary, he also told her as a precedent, to help her to believe, that an old and barren woman had conceived. This was to show that God can do everything that pleases him. When Mary heard this, she hurried off to the hill country. This was not because she disbelieved the oracle, or was uncertain about the messenger, or doubted the precedent offered, but because she was overjoyed with desire, eager to fulfil the duty of piety, and impelled by gladness. Where could she who was filled with God hasten to, except to the heights? There is no such thing as delay in the working of the Holy Spirit. The arrival of Mary and the blessings of the Lord's presence are also speedily declared. As soon as Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. Notice the choice of words and their precise meaning. Elizabeth was the first to hear the voice, but John was the first to experience grace. She heard according to the order of nature, he leapt because of the mystery. She recognized the arrival of Mary, he the arrival of the Lord. The woman recognized the woman's arrival, the child that of the child. The women speak of grace. The babies make it effective from within, to the advantage of their mothers who, by a double miracle, prophesy under the inspiration of their babies. The infant leapt, the mother was filled with the Spirit. The mother was not filled with the Spirit before the son, but after the son was filled with the Holy Spirit, he filled his mother too. John leapt, and the Spirit of Mary rejoiced. As John leapt, Elizabeth is filled. But we know that Mary was not filled, but her spirit rejoiced. For he who cannot be comprehended was working in his mother's womb in ways beyond comprehension. Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit after she had conceived, and Mary before. "Blessed are you," she said, "who believed." But you too, who have heard and have believed, are blessed. Every soul who has believed both conceives and generates the Word of God and recognizes his works. Let the soul of Mary be in each one of you to magnify the Lord. Let the spirit of Mary be in each one to exalt in God. According to the flesh, one woman is mother of Christ, but according to faith, Christ is the fruit of all men. Every soul, indeed, receives the word of God, provided it remains unstained and free from sin, and preserves its chastity in unviolated modesty. The soul who has been able to reach this state magnifies the Lord, as Mary's soul magnified the Lord, and her spirit rejoiced in God, her Saviour. The Lord is magnified, as you also read elsewhere, "Magnify the Lord with me," not that human words can add anything to the Lord, but because he is magnified in us. Christ is the image of God. Hence any good or religious deed a soul has performed magnifies the image of God in whose likeness the soul was made. And as it magnifies his image, it has some share in his greatness and is thereby ennobled. Responsory from Luke chapter 1. Blessed are you who have believed, because what has been promised to you by the Lord will be fulfilled. And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord." Come and hear, I will tell what God has done for my soul. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. Let us pray. In your goodness, Lord, listen to your people's prayer. As we rejoice at the coming of your Son in flesh and blood like ours, grant that when he comes again in glory, we may receive the gift of eternal life. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.